Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so in the weirdest feud of the week with herself, is what I like to call it, Demi Lovato has now apologized. We talked about this at the end of the show yesterday because it was such a bizarre story. She got really angry at this frozen yogurt shop. She called him out on social media because she thought that they were being diet vultures because they had gluten-free choices, sugar-free choices, and regular choices. And she said that because people had to walk past all the sugar-free, the fat-free, and the gluten-free, that they were shaming her if she picked something else.
You know what? I'm pissed at Pick and Save because I got to walk by the damn vegetables to make my way to the cookies.
I know. Can you believe
it? They're diet shaming.
How dare they?
I got to walk by protein bars before I can get to the meat.
This is the weirdest argument with herself ever because everyone was like, what are you talking about? One, mine's a lifestyle, not a diet, and I go for sugar-free. So I want sugar-free things.
Some people have to do sugar-free. Diabetics do.
You said diabetics, a perfect example of someone who might need
that. Some people have to,
Some people have celiac disease. That's a real thing. It's not made up. They cannot have gluten because it destroys their insides. The point is, nobody really sided with her on this. It looked like she snapped. And she called them diet culture vultures. She said, do better, please. She said, I'm finding it extremely hard to order frozen yogurt from this place when you have to walk past tons of sugar-free cookies and other diet foods before you get to the counter. And then she ended it with diet culture vultures. So now, I can't believe I have to say this, she apologized.
Good.
Saying, I didn't lift the frozen yogurt place up from a place of love. I'm genuinely sorry that people took it the wrong way. I just get really passionate. No, you snapped on something really stupid.
I think she walked in and somebody went, oh, we have lots of diet and sugar-free and gluten-free options. She went, what? Does it look like I'm on a diet? I don't want that crap and got pissed at him.
I get it. She has suffered with an eating disorder.
Yeah.
I don't discount that. But this is not, you snapped on something stupid here. Allow people to do what they want and eat what they want. She lost it.
That happens.
And now she's apologizing for snapping on a place for having healthy. How dare you? I love your analogy, Riggs. How dare you put vegetables before I get to the cookies at the grocery store?
Right? That's every grocery store, too, by the way. Damn it.
I need to know what you're talking about, Riggs.
Do you remember the Netflix documentary? It was called The Social Dilemma, where they talked about
how. Is that the one? Not the one with Justin Timberlake. This is the one recently.
Yes.
That was on Netflix about social media, and it made our blood boil.
Yeah, because how it's following you, and they're using your data and selling it to these other companies.
Well, they're using notifications, too, to try to trick you to come back, which
it's
is
all
really crazy.
Using psychology against you so that you're more addicted to these things.
Uh-huh.
And I watched a documentary last night by this guy named Nick Bilton. He was like this writer for Vanity Fair and New York Times, and he was always kind of an advocate for social media and saying it's good for things, you know, because with all the social movements that have happened, it's exposed people like Black Lives Matter and in America. They've seen it in other countries. They've seen it in other countries. They know that they're not alone.
They have exposed. You have exposure to the rest of the world for the first time ever, and you would have been in a bubble before.
So there's been so many little bubbles. Now it's just kind of been opened up, so the world knows, like, wow, there's people like me in other countries and that are still suffering like me in other countries.
Right. So I believe in traveling so much. Sure. It changes your life. I know it's not the same, but it really does.
Sure does.
But
then he started to see there was like this brand, these influencers started to take over social media. Mm-hmm. And he was seeing this whole side of people that are like, they have pictures of beauty products and they're on vacations and they're in cars and they have watches and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So he goes, I wonder if I could take regular everyday people and turn them into influencers.
Yeah.
And they call it Fake Famous is the name of this movie. Mm-hmm. Have you seen this or heard about it?
No. But I'm feeling you. I'm feeling this story already because it's so, I know where you're going.
So
go
he
on.
Takes three random people and he finds out that if you take them and you can take all these pictures in like backyards, but it looks like you're at this beautiful spa. They say that they're in Paris or New York, all this stuff. They'll put a toilet seat behind their head so it looks like they're on an airplane.
Oh my gosh.
So you think they're on an airplane traveling, but they're just a TV screen with clouds and a toilet seat next to their head and they're holding up champagne. But the close-up picture.
Showing how these influencers are totally fake. They're not really traveling the world. They're not doing all these elaborate things. They're faking the pictures is what you're getting at.
And he takes it to another level, Allie.
Oh.
He starts buying them followers.
Because
they've only got, when they start, they're just regular people. They do this like blind casting call in LA for 4,000 people. They narrow it down to three. And one of them has 200 followers. One of them has like 2,500. One of them has 4,000.
I get angry when I see the quote social influencers because you can see the fakeness. If you've been on social enough, you start to see things that you're like, this is a lie, or you're so filtered. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to see you in person, you know, that kind of stuff.
And they've got stylists and stuff following them around to make them look amazing. There's one of the girls looks so awesome. They've got a guy in a gym, and he's all decked out. But they're like,
the moral that you can basically make anyone an influencer if you just fake it and it's all fake. And then you're tricking other people, and they think that you're important and you have followers and likes and people like you, but it's all fake.
They're buying followers. They're buying likes, they're buying comments. Like, people build programs that make fake people. That's how sometimes you'll get a fake person of your account. So these companies have these algorithms built. So people will follow you. You'll get 7,500 followers
so
for 200
bots.
Bucks.
The second a bot, I get followed by bots.
Yeah.
And they're these fake women. They're in bikinis and men are stupid and fall for them. Yeah. But it's so obvious it's a fake account or someone using someone's pictures. And they just use it for to direct to a porn site or it's a total scam, but men are stupid and they actually fall for this stuff. But it's a lot of bots. And the second I see a bot, I block them because I'm like, this is a bot trying to literally find people to take their money and convince them they're somebody they're not. Yeah.
But it was just, if you have HBO Max, that's what it's on. It's a really good film to show.
Oh, it's on HBO Max.
It is. It's on HBO
What's
Max.
It called?
It's called Fake Famous. And it really kind of exposes how fake this stuff really is.
Yeah.
Like, you think they go, even when the world shut down, when COVID happened, they were like, all these influencers were still traveling
acting
and going all around the place. But they were like, they weren't going anywhere.
They were fake as hell.
No,
yeah.
It was all fake.
And then people were using that to think it was okay.
So don't put so much stock into how much somebody's liking what you have. It's better to have, I would rather have 100 real followers, people that know me, that I engage with, than 10,000 followers. Yeah. I have no idea who they are. It's better to connect with people that way, I think.
Yeah.
And one of the people in the movie said that too, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
One of these people was like, I don't want any more fake followers. I just want to be me. I just want to be myself. Mm-mm. I don't want to be fake anymore.
It feels so good to be yourself on social media because people know authentic. And people, I really do believe that people at the end of the day can tell sometimes if you're just being yourself. You know what I mean?
If you're just doing something just
to do it. That's why we talk about Demi Lovato. Well, she snapped and she went nuts on the frozen yogurt place, but she's herself. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I know what I'm getting with her.
She didn't do anything.
She's being herself.
She didn't do anything that anybody else has done in a store. She just has this big megaphone of a platform.
Right. So I appreciate the realness when people get real because there's a lot of fake out there.
But no, there is so much fake out there.
So much that influences and makes you think. I could go on.
Uh-huh.
I could go on about
fake fame.
It creates these idealizations that are not realistic for people.
And
that's
it's horrible for our
me.
Mental health, too, because we have all these ideals and expectations
that's
of how
right.
we should be living, what we should be doing.
I talked to a man about this. He said social media killed all of his reality about women, that he now expectations are so high and they're so not real. We had a great conversation about it. He's like, no, it's made me think I should have the hottest woman ever because I follow 17 of them.
Right.
But I now have it's not a reality. You know what I mean?
If you have anything to add, you can always call or text us. 414-799-1037. It's called Fake Famous on HBO Max if you're curious. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. An iPad for free for you coming up at like 7:05. Get that Kiss keyword. Enter it at the website and you could win. It'll be chilly again today, like 40-something for a high.
It was freezing last night at baseball. I'll get into that later in the show.
Yeah. Thank goodness the snow is south of us right now. South. So it's going to miss us. Fingers crossed that it stays that way. So I think it's finally time that men started false advertising. Women have been doing it for years with halter tops and push-up bras.
We've been doing it.
You have.
It's the machine, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you the ripped bodysuit for men that's now available on eBay. It's a silicone, like, shirt-looking thing that guys can put on that makes it look like they have, like, ripped pecs and, like, six pecs. And it goes over your arms, so it makes your biceps look a little bit bigger under your shirt.
Is this like the pants from TikTok that were supposed to make your butt look big and women went nuts for them?
Yeah. Pretty much. Here, I'll show you a picture of it, Allie. I'll turn it around. Look at this thing. It looks legit.
But like, wait, it does look legit, but what if you have like a belly? Is it just like a six-pack over your belly?
Yeah, no, it's silicone, so it sucks you in like Spanx. So it'll suck in your gut.
It's
and
like
it makes it look
for men.
Makes it look like you haven't eaten a carb since 1994. So it's 100% false advertising, but it's now available for men. It's not cheap. It's like could go anywhere from $70 to $360 because people are auctioning them off on eBay right now. It's not really.
Is this because men don't have the time to retouch their pictures like women do? So they'd rather just give me an outfit so I don't have to waste my time.
That and most of us don't have the patience to go to the gym or have a controlled diet. So we want to have a quick fix like anything.
I just
That's
have
what
a vision
want.
Of a guy with a big beer belly with that shirt on making it look like he's cut. Like that would look really funny.
We want the quickest, easiest route as a man, and that's the quickest, easiest route to get in a six pack.
I think everybody wants the quickest, easiest route to be what they want to be, right?
I don't have to go to the gym. I can throw this bodysuit on. Hello?
Buy one. I dare you.
No.
How much is it? Oh, now you won't buy one.
I'm not going to spend $300 on one.
Oh, jeez.
Hell
no.
Way too much money.
Hell no.
No, it's Kiss FM. Here's the weekend.
Hey. Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, who's the reality star with ties to Milwaukee that passed away over the weekend?
I said, back it up. You said beloved.
Beloved.
Who was she?
Alma Wahlberg, the mother of the Wahlberg boys, who we've seen on the Wahlbergers. How many kids did she have? A billion?
She's raised
all those boys.
Yeah.
Some of them have turned out pretty well, but she was adorable. And we have two Wahlbergers in Milwaukee. I've been to the one in Brookfield at the Corners, and there's one in the Third Ward, at least. Have you been to one yet?
I have not.
I have, and it was great. I had a Big Mac salad, because you know I'm keto.
Yeah.
So I had it was a good salad.
Yeah.
With like all the fixings for a Big Mac on top of it. It was really good.
But I have seen they sell the Wahlburgers, like the patties, in the grocery store.
They do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's got their faces on it and everything. I've wanted to buy one of those. I'm going to get one this summer when I grill burgers again.
Yeah.
I'm down for those.
Well,
sure.
Alma Wahlberg was 78. She died from complications related to dementia. But she passed away. And we need to check in on our friends because Mark Wahlberg was working on producing a movie.
Yeah.
About Caron Butler.
Yeah.
And our friend Rick from Racine, former police chief who helped Caron.
Yeah.
There's a book about it, and Mark Wahlberg has been working on producing a movie about his story, his life. And Mark Wahlberg was going to play Rick, our friend Rick from Racine. Isn't that crazy?
I always wonder where movies like that are at. Like if they start them and then they kind of half finish them and
we
then get started on other things. I don't know.
We're going to check in and see what's going on with that movie, if they're still doing it or what, because that's cool. But so Alma Wahlberg, the mom of the Wahlberg boys, passed away at the age of 78.
And now, why Allie will be single forever.
Forever. And I'm not saying, I actually enjoy being single majority of the time because I do what I want, I say what I want, I eat what I want. Nobody tells me what to watch on TV. There's no arguments. But sometimes you get a little lonely. Sometimes you do stuff alone. You're like, man, it'd be fun to have a BFF to do this with.
Sometimes it's nice to argue over the TV.
Sometimes it's nice to go, I hate your guts. Meet me in the bedroom. Let's work it out.
Yes.
No, but seriously, Riggs, I should just give up because these guys, I don't know why this... I met two guys online.
Okay.
On Bumble. Okay? I'm on a few different apps.
Sure.
And I met these two guys, and then I matched with the exact same guys on Tinder. Same dudes, same profiles. We matched on two dating sites. So you'd think the odds were high, right? You're a match.
Did you bring it up? Like, hey, aren't you the guy from the other app? Did you bring that up?
Well,
like, I would have.
Well, I had to. You know why I had to?
Why?
Because they're so stupid that they literally have no idea we have a full conversation going on Bumble. And they message me on Tinder like I'm a new person.
What?
It's pretty embarrassing for them. So I get the first one and the guy's like, good evening, beautiful. How's it going? And I wrote back with an eye roll. I already met you on Bumble. We already have a conversation going, and you already said all this.
So he's using the same lines.
It's like annoying, and it's the same. And he has no clue. How many? Really? So I said to him, so he gets defensive immediately because I called him out. Well, didn't really say much back.
And is your profile picture very distinctive on both? Can you tell it's the same one?
It's the same pictures, Riggs.
Is it the same picture on both?
Profiles.
So there's no way to distinguish. Like, you have glasses on in one, your hair's different in one.
Same pictures, same profile. Two apps.
Okay. Then, there's no excuse then.
And the guy.
No excuse. I was going to say if the picture's different, maybe I would give him a pass.
Well,
if you had sunglasses on in one and maybe the other one, your hair was different. Maybe you look different.
This
maybe.
This guy, his name's Chris, he says to me, and I don't care because I'm not talking to him anymore, but he said he gets really defensive when I called him out and said, I've already met you on a different app. You said all this stuff. And I said, look, obviously we're not clicking if you have our conversation on one, and you're now talking to me. It's obviously
how did he get defensive? Did he say, no, I didn't?
He went off on me. He went off. He started saying, you have trust issues. I mean, he started gaslighting me. Instead of just saying, wow, I'm an idiot. We're matched on two apps. My bad. He went off on me about all of the issues that I probably have because I called him out on it. And I'm just sitting there laughing like, bruh, you're not going to phase me, dude. You're trying to gaslight me. And
that makes my head hurt.
It's like
I literally got a headache
idiot.
When you
this
said that. I was like,
idiot.
What? That hurts.
Then enter second guy. Second guy. What's this guy's name? Let me see. The next.
So we got Chris, dude number one, Chris.
Who I matched with. Right?
Sorry, kind of a tool name. I'm sorry.
And then, here's Eric. Eric comes in. Here comes Eric.
Eric's all right, for the most part.
No, Eric's not. Eric comes in and says,
all right.
Hey, how's your weekend going? To which I responded, hey, Eric, we already met on Bumble. We already have a conversation going. Hello. Like, I'm like, you know.
Did he at least be like, oh, yeah, that's right.
He hasn't
anything
written
like
back
that?
Yet because I sent that this morning going, you know, we're already matched and having a conversation on a different app.
Did you know as soon
it's
as you
exhausting.
Matched that it was the same person? Did you know
yes,
as soon as you matched?
Of course. And I still have 20 messages and I still know it's the same guy. You know, I understand we're all talking to a lot of people.
Yeah,
that's dating in 2021.
Why
but
not just own it?
You can't even. You have no business being on these if you can't even keep the women.
What a missed
straight.
Opportunity for him to be like, dude, we matched on
Riggs.
Two apps. It must be meant to be. Let's
and
roll,
Riggs. I'm like, you know, if I start to like you. I'm a sure thing, bruh. Like, hello?
Right.
We are old enough now. This is not, we're not 19 where you gotta wine and dine me for 7 months.
You gotta wonder.
This is what kills me with these guys. They're so stupid. You're not even kidding with these missed opportunities. Just pay attention for 5 minutes and you might actually get somewhere. But all I end up doing is sending eye rolls and deleting people because it's exhausting.
It's all right.
So I continue on with my search.
Or you'll stay single forever. One of the two.
Stay single forever.
One of the two.
I can't. I mean, I don't even know what to say to these people when they. It's just like a pile of crap that I'm working through right now. You know,
you gotta weed through all the feces to find through
and
either more poop.
It happens to other women and men where you match with somebody on different apps and they start talking to you like they've never met you. It's bizarre.
That is bizarre.
It's bizarre. And you know how many people we meet You mean
so many people? Yes.
So they have no excuse, my friend.
No.
None.
None. And I know how bad it feels when I meet someone that I've already met before and I feel terrible and I don't remember.
Right.
It's awkward.
Well, do you gaslight them like the first dude, the Chris guy did?
No.
Do you tell me I have trust issues because I called you out
because I'm not
no clue who you're talking to?
No, because I'm not a moron.
Somebody said, hey, Allie, they all do that. They get defensive and blow up or ghost you. It's hilarious and beyond sad. Hasn't changed in 6 years. It is true. If you talk back to them, they try to gaslight you. But it's just like, you're stupid. Goodbye.
414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that. Are there things in like profiles that are immediate red flags or turnoffs that you just hate?
Here's one this morning I sent to one of my best friends.
Yeah.
I sent her a screenshot of this guy. Look at this guy, JT. He's 8 miles away. I don't know if that's probably not his real name. Look at what he wrote.
He looks like a JT.
He looks like a douche.
Is that a visor?
Do you want me to? Yeah, it's a visor and sunglasses. Do you want me to read what his profile says?
God,
just looking for fun, married and discreet to the front. Message me and let's talk. Your picture's on an app. I can put this on Facebook and your wife's going to see it, you moron. Like, these guys are crazy.
He put married and discreet on
they
it?
They do it all the time, Riggs. Look at the phones. Let's just go to the phones. Of the time I get married dudes. Like, it's disgusting.
God, 414-799-1037. You can call or text and we'll talk to you next. I'm glad I'm married now. I don't want to deal with that.
My friend.
I just found one and wifed it. Good luck.
I just found, at least you remembered her.
I did. Navigating the murky waters of online dating. Because it's just a cesspool of crap.
It is. I mean, I was talking about how I met two guys on Bumble, then I met them on Tinder, and they started talking to me on Tinder. They had no clue who I was, even though we had a full conversations going on Bumble. So I got annoyed and went, does anyone know what's going on around here? And then I said that I see married guys all the time. Somebody did text in and say that guys love to gaslight you if you call them out on things.
And
then somebody else said, how do you even keep these people straight? I'm doing Facebook dating and I can't keep them straight. And I agree. It's a lot. There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
But when you're in a full conversation with someone, you should remember their pictures when they circle back around. Okay?
Unless you're talking to that many people.
I mean, I talked to
many
I got 10 messages, let's say, and
but
I still can keep them apart.
But you would remember if you saw someone on another one, you
that's
would be
exactly
like, oh.
Right.
Like if you're shopping for a shirt and you see the same shirt in another store, you recognize
it. Maureen's driving to Kenosha.
God,
she's got some input. She says that we are spirit animals, me and her.
Oh, yeah, Maureen? Go ahead.
Yes, we are soul dating sisters, for sure. I just got back into dating after, 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on, the same app.
Yep.
And believe it or not, there's guys from, 2 years ago that have the same pictures, same app, and it's like, dude, swipe left.
Oh my gosh, yes, because if they have the same pictures from 2 years ago, what is that? I don't even know what you look like anymore. It's true.
And you like me on three different apps. Why are you trying to, talk to me? No. And like you said, I'm older. I'm a sure thing. no, I don't have time for the BS.
Riggs, we're trying to be brutally honest. We're older. We're sure things. If you just are decent, we'll give you a shot.
You're honest.
That's what's so crazy. These
and
guys
forthright.
Are so... It doesn't have to be this hard.
No.
It is, especially when you're a strong, independent woman.
Yeah.
And you're used to being by yourself and taking care of yourself, and you realize you don't need anybody but yourself.
She's right.
And being a single mom just adds even more to it.
It's a blessing and a curse, Maureen, because you are strong enough to walk away, but then you end up with nothing.
Yeah.
Is the damn problem. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Maureen,
why I am single.
Well, good
girl,
for you.
We are soul sisters.
You do you, all right?
Do you see married guys all the time, too, like I do? Saying, I'm married, keep it on the down
That's
low.
That's so weird,
Or we're looking for someone to play. No.
I'm not afraid to put these guys on my Facebook. Could I get sued for that, Riggs? If I just start putting their pictures and them saying they're looking?
I'm sure there's a clause somewhere, but we can find some lawyers that'll get you out of it.
I'll find my way around it and
we'll
out
find
them
some,
all.
We'll
I'm
find
not afraid.
Some. I mean, if they're putting it out there on a platform.
Can I get sued for posting someone's trying to cheat
picture? Is it a paid platform?
I don't pay. You can pay if you want.
Oh, okay.
It's up to
I'm
you.
Well, I'm sure that there are sites out there that call these guys out. There has to be.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Screenshot. Hey, who knows this guy?
Yeah.
For their wife.
Yeah.
I'm like, you poor woman.
Can you swipe down on these guys and they will delete and you'll never see them again?
No, unfortunately.
That's not a way to do that?
No, it's unfortunate. You can maybe block or report them or whatever.
Right. Thank you for calling, Maureen.
Thanks, Maureen.
Appreciate you listening this morning.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Do the same.
Good luck out there. Somebody said Maureen is giving me life this morning. Somebody that texted in.
You're welcome.
Rebecca's in Twin Lakes.
Hi, Rebecca. Good morning.
Good morning.
You going to Country Thunder this year? It's the only thing I know that happens in Twin Lakes. Sorry.
All right. No, I don't think it does.
All right, go ahead.
So it's not actually me. It's my best friend. We're roommates, and she's been trying the whole, I think it's Zeus is what she uses.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
She was using it for a little bit, wasn't having much luck with it, stopped. And that one I believe she has to pay for.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind paying for some because I'm old enough. I'm in my 40s.
Yeah.
Like, I'll pay for a dating app at this point to get some decency, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, go on.
So she just started back on this app like last week. I want to say like Thursday or something, and there's been like, you know, a handful of guys. And I don't know about the apps that you use, but anytime somebody like views your stuff or, you know, is interested, you get some type of notification. So she spends a lot of time clearing out the riffraff. So
yeah.
But there's been a handful of guys that she's just kind of been, you know, chit-chatting back and forth. And the one guy got super nasty. It was actually yesterday. And I want to say it had something to do with like, he felt that she didn't seem interested or something, and you know, and there was no reason for it.
He got insecure and snapped on a dating app, and I see that too. It's bizarre.
Yeah, and he
their ego. It's ego. It's ego, Rebecca.
Dude.
You cannot. These guys and their egos, man.
Well, they want you to fall all over and be like, oh, sure.
They would message because eventually you can exchange phone numbers, and they were I think they were texting through phone number, but he could see it at times that she was on the app, and he was, well, obviously you're more interested.
Oh, he was getting psycho. He was going, you're on the app, but you're not talking to me. Now I get where she's going.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's weird.
She goes, well, actually, I go on there quite a few times throughout the day to delete all my notifications, but okay, you know, and then she's like, not to mention, I told you, I work third shift, I work some 12 hours, you know, I sleep during the day.
Yeah.
Like, I try my best to get back to you, and then he sends her, I'm talking to maybe like five guys, you know, then he got mad about that, and she's like, well,
everybody's talking to five guys. Everybody's talking to five people. Like, that's the dating world,
you know,
until you go out with somebody.
You know who's mad that you're looking at five guys? Somebody that's talking to five girls or 10 girls.
Oh, it's the gaslighting again.
100%.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not looking for an overnight relationship. I want to take my time. And then he says to her, well, there's a reason why you're on third shift, you dumb CUS.
Oh, God.
And
Riggs?
Like, well, apparently.
What?
I can't.
Don't put my name next to that phrase. People think
I'm
said
sorry.
That. Thank
Riggs
you.
Riggs didn't say
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ.
No, Riggs is on our team, Rebecca, okay? He is a good dude, and there's very few of them left. Listen, and they're all freaking married or gay, but don't get me started.
All
okay?
of them are.
All of
she's
them.
Like,
right.
Virtue when it came to me because it saved me from time with you or whatever. And the funny thing is, this guy, she wasn't even sure she really even liked based off his crummy pictures he posted. They were all like weird.
She didn't even like him that much. That's what's so funny. You're talking to five dudes. You don't even like them because you haven't even met them.
And then they're getting mad at you.
And then they're getting mad at you like we're in a full-blown marriage.
God.
It's like, get off my jock. Like, what the hell?
You've been talking for a couple days and you guys are already
these people
arguing,
are crazy.
Like, yeah, I couldn't believe
we have drama without it even having a relationship. That's what's so funny.
No wonder.
All right, well, we got Charlie on the phone who's happy
thanks
to be single.
Thanks for calling in this morning, girl.
We'll have to play a song and get to him next because he's going to light me up for saying there's no good single dudes left because he's a single dude.
Oh,
Charlie's going to light me up.
All right.
But that's okay. We'll discuss next. You know who's not crazy in love?
Who,
me.
You? Yeah.
And all the women on the phone, let me tell you.
And Charlie, who was just...
And Charlie, who's going to light me up? He's on three. Charlie, thank you for waiting. He got upset because I said there were no good single guys out there because I was just talking about how I see all these married guys on these apps and they're blatantly saying I'm married. Then I see guys matching with me and messaging me like we didn't already meet on a different app. And somebody, Riggs, even texted in. Let me find this text here where they said they just saw a friend's husband on Twitter or on Tinder.
Her
friend's husband, they matched, and he messaged her and said he's DTF. She called his wife.
That's still a thing.
The wife moved. Yo, it's still a thing. Yeah. His wife moved out, and she said this isn't the first time this he's been on. So there's a perfect example.
Did they really break up, him and his wife? Or
she moved out, but that was why the friend said it's not the first time, so who knows if the wife's going to go back
mess,
or not.
Dude.
But what a
Charlie,
mess.
What's up, dude?
Charlie, talk to me, buddy.
Charlie's the complete opposite of that.
Goodness. Oh my gosh.
Well, do you go on dating apps, Charlie? You're a dude version?
No.
Well, there's your first problem. You don't have the craziness I got to deal with.
Is that really a problem, though? Is it?
I've been married twice and dated somebody for 7 years. So
twice.
I've been in three relationships.
Okay.
My first marriage was 9 years. Met her through family and stuff. The second one I met on eHarmony.
Uh-huh.
So you're done with online dating.
Screw eHarmony. That's why I am not doing online dating. We were married a year.
Online dating has led you to two divorces, Charlie.
Yeah, but just because you online date doesn't mean you have to marry the wrong person. Right. You can online date and still find the right person, Charlie. Maybe you found the wrong one.
Well,
clearly.
I don't know.
But
she
what?
Just, after a year, she just said, she looks at me. I should have never got married.
Oh,
I'm okay. Like, what the?
You're okay. Like, well, this was good to know.
Well, Charlie.
Goodbye.
Well, Charlie, good luck in your endeavors. You're a good one.
Call us if
you're
you meet someone new. We want to know.
Yeah, we do. We need to know.
Oh, it's not going to happen unless they find me, because I ain't looking.
There you go. You do you do yourself, Charlie.
One way to solve it.
Just be happy on your own.
Oh, yep. I can do, like I told Allie, I can do what I want to do, go what I want to do.
That's right. The right one will show up when she's ready. Thanks for calling, buddy.
It's true.
Have a good one, Charlie.
Raven's in Greenfield.
Good morning, Raven.
Good morning.
Have you had asinine things like this happen to you?
Well, back in the day when I was on the prowl about like 8 years ago.
Roar. Go, girl.
I saw somebody's picture and I recognized them from high school.
Okay.
So I did a little snooping and it turns out they were in a relationship.
Oh, God.
So I messaged her.
Good. Good for you.
And I sent all his screen name on the website.
Ladies
so
unite. That's right.
You outed him.
That's
good for
right.
You.
Women unite. Go on.
Good
and
for you.
Turns out we were friends of a friend. Like, you know, I didn't really know her, but friends of mine knew her. And she's living her best life now, traveling.
So wait, they broke up.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good, good. Because sometimes they don't, you know. You can tell them and they still stay together and you're like, oh, God.
And you did not.
Yeah, they want to stay with a cheater. It's bizarre.
And what is the guy doing now? Do you know? Does anybody care? Is he just
no
out
clue.
There spreading a seed? Who cares?
Who cares what that guy's doing?
Thank you for calling this morning. Good story.
Man.
Thank you.
Appreciate
have
you listening.
Good one.
You too.
You too,
Raven. Jessica is in Horicon. She said she's got a good story.
Good morning, Jessica. What's your online dating terror story? What happened?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning. Can
What's
you
up?
Beat my crazy stories? Come on, girl. Give me what you got.
Or the ones we've heard, yeah.
So I was listening back even when you were talking about that guy you went on a date with that refused to use the credit card.
Or refused to show me his ID.
Yeah, he wouldn't give me his real name.
He wouldn't give me his real name.
No.
And that was just, that was in the past month I went out with that guy.
Yeah.
And he was a total fraud. Yeah, go
right,
on.
And that's just my mind because I'll meet these guys on online dating.
Yeah.
And they're stupid. They put their first name or something on their shirt and figure out where they work. I'm really
Wait,
good at creeping, right?
Hold on,
so
Jessica. Jessica, Riggs, do you remember when I met the guy Scott and he had a girlfriend in Chicago and I only found this out because the name of his work was on his shirt.
That's right.
And I was able to find him on LinkedIn and then I was able to find his last name, which I then found him on Facebook and he had a picture with a girlfriend and I outed him. I'll never forget that. Men are, yes. Go.
Why are there so many unsolved
so
murders
easy.
When there are so many amazing women like you guys around that are so great with attention to detail. It's amazing.
Don't screw with us,
there
man.
There should be no more first 48 shows anymore. That you just have women doing all of it and
it's
doing
true.
Their snooping and finding all these killers.
So easy. Anyway, Jessica, continue. I'm sorry I interrupted with the crazy stories, but
that's
go
okay.
on.
Okay. So I met this guy on, I think it was on Plenty of Fish, which I haven't had good history with anyway.
Yeah,
when
me neither.
He went by the name Mike, and I'm like, whatever. We were having great conversation. Uh-oh. Super nice guy. He was a veteran. Like, good history. But he seemed to be drinking a lot. So I'm like, what's going on? So I found him. Found the gym that he says that he works out at. Found a picture of him on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Found his real name.
Uh-huh.
Saw his mom.
Uh-huh.
Looked up some things to find out. He doesn't go by his first name.
So he was lying?
He goes by his middle name.
Oh.
Looked up his VCAP. He got his fourth OUI 3 months ago.
Oh, four of them now.
See, I love when you get the real name, you're able to CCAP him. It's good stuff. Go on.
And I CCAP everything.
Good for you. And you should.
This guy, he was out drinking. I'm like, well, just get home safe. And he's like, oh, I learned my lesson long, long time ago. And I'm
Which
like,
time? The first, what? Second, third, or fourth
I'm
time?
Like, I'm like three months ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to out him on it because I'm deep in creeping.
Right. You don't want to, you're afraid of, you're going to be embarrassed. She's embarrassed to say, I know all this about you already and you're lying. And I get that. You don't want them to know you know that much. But if they
Why not though?
But if they start to lie, then I don't see the shame in going, hey, I know you're lying and here's how.
Yeah, you
and
can say you're not, but I know that you are.
They want to call you a psycho. You go, oh, I'm so psycho for actually learning who you are and making sure I'm safe with you before I go out with you. Oh, I'm, that's gaslighting and
well,
it's best
to driving
again.
Around with your gaslight on, bro.
Exactly.
Yep, because you call them out and then they try to light you up like you're crazy, but the reality is you're not. You're well aware this guy's a fraud, period.
And it's self-reflecting. Yep. Think about how jacked up that guy is on the inside.
Yep.
Oh boy, he needs to get help for himself before he starts dating other
ladies,
people.
Ladies, don't ever let these boys light you up like you're doing something wrong. Hail to the nah.
Now, some of you women are trifling out there, so.
Riggs, you know what? I don't need your input
some
right now.
Some of them are. Some of them are. Not all women are saints.
That's true, but I'm reading these texts and they're unbelievable. Somebody said they dated a guy who lied about who they were. The guy stole her identity. He's now in jail.
Good.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right? I mean, this is nothing compared to what I've been. I haven't been through anything when you look at stuff like that.
You should just start a scorned women's club where you just start all single together and just out all these terrible guys.
I'm just gonna start posting the married dudes on Facebook for everyone to see.
It needs to happen. Hey, thanks for listening this morning. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, the weirdest feud of the week is officially ended.
There was a very,
it's bizarre, is it not?
It was a whirlwind of a very, it didn't need to be a fight, but it turned into one.
It turned into a fight with herself. That was
That's
so
what
weird.
It was, yeah.
Demi Lovato, and I love her. She is a bad bee. She says it like it is. But when you have a personality like that, you snap sometimes. And that's what we witnessed here with Demi Lovato. She must have been having a bad day because she went into this frozen yogurt chain and she lit them up on social media.
Why? What did
about
they do?
She said they were shaming people with eating disorders because they had a sugar-free and a gluten-free section. And they were shaming people because you had to walk past those options to get to the naughty stuff. And I'm reading, and I understand she has a history, you know, she's had eating disorder in the past. It's a big part of her history. She's very open about helping people. But this, my friend, does not go together because she called them diet vultures for putting all these diet options out. But like we said, Riggs, my lifestyle is sugar-free. That's what, I don't mess around with sugar.
I have a wife who's type 1 diabetic that likes to avoid sugar if she can sometimes.
It could be life or death for your wife, the sugar. So, I mean, the fact there are people that have celiac disease, that's a thing. So for her to act like they're diet shaming, you make your own choices no matter where you go, people.
You know what? I'm diet shamed every time I go in the grocery store because I got to walk past the produce to get to the bread.
Oh, there it is. You know, Demi would love that analogy.
Those diet vultures at Pick and Save.
It's so ridiculous.
Trying to make me eat healthy.
When you put in an analogy like that, it sounds how ridiculous it is, right?
Oh,
that she's so I will say Demi Lovato backtracked and apologized for the feud with herself because the internet wasn't buying this whole you're diet shaming people. She said, I admit I was not coming from a place of love. I did not lift the frozen yogurt place up because she's saying that's her whole thing is to be positive, and then she went psycho about diet options. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm glad she apologized and did the right thing, but it is the weirdest feud of the week with herself, I think, Demi Lovato about diet vultures. Not it. Okay, so.
What's going on at your house now?
Well, I was worried. This is not just about me. This is about everyone who's going to be going through this in the next, 6 months or so.
What's that?
It's going back to life and things and appointments and stuff.
Oh, having
and
schedules?
Having basically no free time anymore, which is what I experienced yesterday after a year of having nothing on my calendar. Trying to figure out what to do with my life. Being disoriented all day long, right? Yesterday was a full day. I had two kids I had to pick up separately. Hudson started baseball. I had some work stuff I had to do.
Baseball's
back. And, you know, I've had so many conversations with friends about the anxiety of going back to everything and having this crazy schedule again. We've gotten so comfortable and, well, in some ways, I've let my anxiety pull me back, right? And then you have to fight through all of that to come back into the world and be busy all day again, you know? I was freaking out a little bit about it.
Anybody who's an introvert is also freaking out because they're starting to run out of excuses because now they'll be like, they're vaccinated, right? And they're like, well, nothing's open. Well, things are open. But
I think it's funny when people share that they wish they hadn't told anyone they were vaccinated because they're out of excuses now to not hang out. Those are cute posts. Yeah. But I will say that the day went fine, but it was a lot in a day. I mean, it was interesting. How's your mood going to be?
It's not a lot measured by like 2019 standards. Like this day in 2019 would be like just another crazy day.
It would
in
just
the
be
life.
A normal day.
Another day, but
and
taking,
now
it as
it's
full,
a, whole
taking
thing.
A full break from it for a year has given you the shock. The same thing happened to my wife on Friday. We went to a restaurant. I think I told you off the air about this.
Yeah.
We went to a restaurant and it was.
Did you know how to act? Because I feel like I don't know how to act anymore. And I'm an extrovert.
Yeah.
So for you to say that, imagine. Yeah.
Well, we've
on.
Been to restaurants before, but most of the restaurants we've been to, things are pretty spaced out and everybody's pretty much masked up in the employee department.
There's no interaction with people besides your server.
So we go into this restaurant on Friday night and it's just bumping, dude.
Yeah.
Bumping.
Yeah.
And my wife was just, the whole time she was like,
freaked
this is
out
so weird.
Because you weren't
so
used
weird.
To it.
And I go, you realize, I go, if this was November of 2019,
this would be normal.
It would just be like, wow, we got a seat at the bar. This is great. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is awesome.
You'd
instead
be happy
of like
to get a seat.
Right. Now somebody reaches over me to order a drink at the bar and I'm like, oh God, there's somebody right behind me.
No, you came too close. I agree.
You're
when
in my bubble.
When people get in your bubble at the store and stuff, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I had to deal with that last night at baseball because, you know, Hudson, it was his first practice and there was no baseball last year. They didn't play last year because of the pandemic. So we're going back after like, you know, 2 years off.
Yeah.
And it was interesting watching the coaches work with him because they're throwing balls. It's not like they're not all touching the same ball, but I'm going, like the same kind of thing that I had to get used to. People even just touching you at a sport, you know, I was like, I'm with you on that, dude. It's a readjustment.
It is. We're going to have to reacclimate. A lot of people are going to have social anxiety. Like
big time.
Getting back into
I
things.
Have social anxiety and I'm an extrovert. Yeah. So that puts me, I can't imagine what introverts are going through.
I can't
through.
Either.
I can't even.
Check on your introvert friends.
If anyone wants to vent about, check on your introvert.
They're not okay.
They don't want you to check on them. That's the problem.
Check on them, but don't make plans with them.
Don't
they don't
even.
Want to make plans.
Please,
they just want
God.
You to call and say, hey, what's up? Hope you're all right. Stay home.
You can share about going back to, you know, more of the olden days, I like to call it.
BC before COVID. 414-799-1037. Glad they're back in baseball. They have something to do now? Do they have like a little bit of a purpose? Can you see like a change in their attitude?
It was amazing, Riggs, because, you know, my ex was there. And so I left early because it was so cold. So Owen and I were hanging out and my ex was with Hudson, my ex-husband. So it ended up working out where I left the field early. Hudson gets home and he got in the shower. It was like we were back in a grind of like a normal routine. He got a little bit of downtime. He got ready for bed. They weren't just bored, complaining and sad all the time, you know?
They got something to do, something to look forward to now.
Yeah, exactly.
You can always call or text us, all right?
I was just saying how last night we started baseball and my kids are in school and all this stuff and it was a full day.
You have schedules now.
I have things and it's busy and it's back to kind of, you know, the 2019 mentality and I'm trying to adjust because it's been hard for a lot of us to go back out and do all these things after having all this free time.
People ask me to do things. I have to genuinely check my schedule and be like, I might have something going on.
Somebody texted in though and said, I don't have a free weekend until late June. My friend group is vaxxed and going crazy, LOL. And I was like, yep, I can relate. So Emily's in South Milwaukee.
Hi, Emily.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Are you entering back into reality with more plans and stuff now? Filling up your schedule?
I am very similar to the person who texted in where, like, I don't have a free weekend up until probably, they said, like, late June or whatever. Yeah. So, I'm a little, like, earlier than that. But between housewarming parties mm-hmm. of like people who are vaxxed, birthday parties of yep. people who are vaxxed, yeah. weddings of people who are vaxxed.
Isn't it nice
like,
though?
I work in the schools.
Isn't it nice so, like, that you can go out with these vaxxed people and not yes. have to worry because
oh
you can,
gosh, yes.
that you're allowed to be together now without masks is kind of nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this was like my main friend group before the pandemic. So yeah. it's like I haven't seen them. We've only FaceTimed and mm-hmm. occasionally like met up
yeah.
masked outside.
Yeah.
And like there's a wedding that my brother's not even going to because he's just like too freaked out to go to, even though he's vaxxed, which is fair. I totally respect that. But I was like, you're not stopping me from going to this wedding because
right.
I want to see the people. I want to go drink. I want to go have fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'd be so nice mm-hmm. to go to another event like that.
You did your
yeah.
thing, yeah.
I kind of want to go to a wedding. Like, I didn't want to
yeah.
go to weddings. That was never
me
really
either.
My jam.
Now
I'm like,
I'm all
sure,
for it.
I'll go to a wedding.
I got 3 wedding invitations this summer. I'm all about it. I'm like, who yeah. knew?
I have one. I need more,
now
though.
I've got to find something to wear for all of these.
Thank
like,
you.
I haven't cared about what I've worn
right?
for, like, a year.
I agree. It's like you need a new wardrobe now. Do
yep.
you get anxiety about having to go do stuff again, though? Real talk?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have like social anxiety 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
then between that and just like, I know a lot of people have gained COVID pounds. Like I certainly have.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want to go out looking like this.
Right?
But it's fine. But yeah. it's still one of those things. Everybody's dealing with that same thing.
Yeah.
And it still sucks. And yeah. just trying to like, I feel like everybody thinks that nobody else is feeling it, but
well, the average weight gain was 15 to 29 pounds for people. So don't feel
yep.
like you're alone.
Nope.
Yep, I just want
exactly.
you to know that.
Yeah.
The COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Call
was
Medical
a real
and
thing.
Weight Loss for your help. Not an ad, but it should be.
There you go.
No,
I don't mean
yeah,
you, girlfriend. But...
For, no, but it's definitely for my health. It's
yeah.
not just
yeah.
like, because I felt like crap because I've been sitting around my house
yep.
when I'm not.
I have too.
Work.
I have too, girl. It's felt good to go
girl,
back
yep.
and exercise again
well,
and work. I've been back in the gym more. It's great.
It has been. And you
yeah.
know, it's so funny. When I got to baseball last night, I was walking across the field, which was all muddy, of course, and cold. And one of the moms is screaming across the field at me. And she's going, use the bridge. It's muddy. And I was so freaked out about someone talking to me that I didn't know. Like, it was like, and we talk to people all the time. And I was like, who's screaming at me? Oh, God, somebody's talking to me. Who is it? Like, just interacting
yeah.
with people again freaks me out.
Yeah.
For
I was
sure.
like, is she talking to me? Who's she talking to?
To know that you're not alone. If you're like Allie or anybody's feeling like that, you are definitely not alone
yeah.
in feeling that way. We all kind of are going back into
for sure
normal with air quotes. I
mm-hmm.
use that. But
mm-hmm.
thanks for calling this morning.
Yeah, thank
of
you,
course.
Emily.
Have a great day, guys.
See ya, Emily. Have a good one.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
She's got plans again.
Let me know if you're on this dad's side,
okay.
Allie. It's this dad on Reddit.
Okay.
He posted in this category. Reddit's like a message board website where
mm-hmm.
they talk about a bunch of different topics.
Yeah.
One of the topics is called the Am I an A-hole?
So, okay.
So
where people
to
want
know,
to know if they're awful people.
This dad wants to know if he's an awful person.
Okay.
Here's what he did. He had been saving up money for his daughter's wedding because he knew his daughter wanted to get married.
Uh-huh.
He'd saved up $35,000. He had paid for her to go through college, right? He'd already planned on paying for her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
She decides to go and get eloped.
Okay.
So he
elope,
takes,
yeah.
They elope. He takes that $35,000 and replaces his car, buys a
yeah.
new car, and takes
great.
The rest of it and goes on a vacation.
Yeah.
Daughter,
hell yeah.
Daughter loses her mind.
Why?
Loses her mind because she goes, that money was for my wedding. That should have been for me. And he was like, no, 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 no,
that,
no, no.
Oh, she just wanted to take it?
She wanted the money. He
oh,
goes,
she thought if I elope, he'll just give me the 30
I'm,
grand.
Yeah.
This is not a college fund,
since
honey.
I'm not
this is
having
not,
a full
no, no,
wedding.
No.
And everybody's,
wow.
everybody's taking the dad's side.
I would too.
For the most part.
If she, it's, what's even worse is... It's not. Then it's not even about the marriage. It becomes about the wedding. Because if
uh-huh.
she would have then had a wedding, knowing she'd lose that money, just
yeah.
shows it's not. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
What
exactly.
the heck?
So she's mad. Even this guy's ex-wife is mad, saying that he should be giving this money to her. That was for her wedding.
Oh,
he should
of course
at least give
the
it to her for a
mad.
Gift. No, I
no.
don't think so. So I'm glad you would be on the dad's team.
Of
for
course,
sure.
I'm on the 100%. Dad's team,
yes,
honey. 100%. I don't care. Even if you live in my house, my money is not automatically your money.
No.
Okay, I don't care what you say.
No.
Well, welcome to being a kid.
You got
to
replace your car, do you, Dad?
Oh, you won 30 grand for a wedding? Get a job.
There you go.
How about that? All of a sudden, when you're paying for it yourself, you don't want as much, do you?
Yeah.
Huh.
Damn it. entitled kids. This is why I don't want kids.
Oh, sure.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So before I get to telling you what the one thing is that's got Kanye super annoyed about his divorce from Kim Kardashian, before I get to that, let me just say that Kim has been living her best life. She's 40 now. They're getting divorced. She filed, and she was on her Instagram. She went out with friends in Miami. She went to see to Pharrell. He had an opening of something, so she's there with David Beckham, Victoria Beckham, Pharrell, a bunch of other celebrities, and she's getting back to life is what they're saying, and that her sisters all say she seems so much happier because she's not in limbo anymore. She's not wondering if her marriage is going to go, if he's going to get help, if he's not, you know. It's a tough place to be in a limbo for a long, especially when you got kids with somebody.
It is kind of nice once that relationship that you know is bad finally comes to an end. And
it's
when
a weight.
It's when you can move forward.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Lift it off your shoulders.
Totally a weight lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah. So they said she's not dating anyone, but she likes connecting with people again. So we'll see where that goes. But Kanye, they said, is pissed because he doesn't like how the media is portraying the divorce, saying that Kim filed. And he's annoyed because he wanted out a year ago and he doesn't like the spin. This is such an ego narcissist thing to be mad about this.
Yeah.
That everyone thinks she wanted the divorce, not him. That's what he's mad about. Like, dude.
Yeah, this is like the people.
Come on.
This is like the people that get fired from their job and they say, I didn't get fired. I quit that bitch. I didn't get fired. I quit.
It's totally what Kanye's doing.
That's what he's doing.
He's totally pulling that crap right now.
To make him look better. Like, I didn't need that place at all. I didn't need her.
This is what's so sad. You got 6 years of marriage, a 10-year relationship, 4 kids, and the only thing you're focused on, this is narcissism at its best, you're focused on how do I look
during this whole thing?
Over something so dumb.
The mental well-being of my children.
No, not my ex-wife.
Not even myself. Who should be bettering myself right now?
He left. He's in another state. It's not even like Kanye's been there, you know?
Are we really surprised that Kanye says
would
that,
take
though?
That spin? No.
Right? No, no, no. I got a problem with Wisconsin, Allie.
What? What happened?
I don't understand how when a survey is presented to somebody from the state of Wisconsin and they ask them, hey, you live in Wisconsin. When you go out and you get a little sauced, you get a little drunky drunk, you like to have a good drunk food, right? Yeah. Everybody likes a good drunk food.
Yeah.
Like, what's your favorite fast food to get when you're drunk?
Ooh.
You. What would you pick?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, back in the day, it always was Taco Bell.
Thank you.
Is that what you were looking for?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's where we went.
If you want to go local, like Ma Fisher's even, or George Webb.
Yeah.
Or Culver's. Mm. So many great selections.
Culver's isn't open that late.
Which is why I don't
But I could go to a 24-hour McDonald's, don't get me wrong.
McDonald's was the number one answer.
Was it?
Number one.
Is that what you're mad about?
Across the board. Yes, because I've never in my life wanted McDonald's when I was drunk.
It's access. It's got nothing to do. It's access.
That's it.
You take whatever you have access to. Like, if I'm next to Ma Fisher's, I'm going in to eat.
If I'm by a George Webb and everything's closed, I'm going to the George Webb. Yeah.
If I'm out and nothing's open but Taco Bell and McDonald's, I'm going to the closest one.
Mm-hmm.
And on the east side, you know, you and I both lived over there for years. I lived in within walking distance of the North Avenue McDonald's on North Avenue, by the lake. I know that one.
Or you can go on on State Street that's down towards the Rave, almost.
There's one right there, too. Yeah. That's right. The other McDonald's. There's only two downtown.
There's another one, too.
Where?
There's a third one. It's on First Street, I want to say. If you're going south, I want to say, on First Street.
Isn't that the one we were just talking about? The one by Walker's Point? Are you talking about
by Walker's Point.
That's
the
same
one by Walker's
one
Point.
Talking. That's the one.
Because there's one up on North, one down by Walker's Point.
Those are the two downtown. And then the one on I put in the downtown area.
So there's those couple ones.
When you live downtown, which I did for years, you know there's no fast food, really. It's McDonald's, and that's it. And the Taco Bell near Marquette. But
sometimes you get lucky and like Apollo Cafe's open till 2 or 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You might catch that. But other than that, you're kind of screwed.
So sorry, I got really derailed there. Okay, so
you're mad. Well, I just wanted to take a survey here. What is your favorite drunk food? Like your drunk fast food? And if it's still McDonald's, then I'll concede and I'll be like, all right, then it's McDonald's. But I really think there's better drunk options, honestly.
Somebody texted in and said, Allie, I agree, it's Taco Bell hands down. Somebody else said Ian's Pizza. There's another good one if you're out and about.
Hell yeah, Toppers is good too.
Uh-huh.
414-799-1037. Go ahead and call or text the definitive best drunk fast food.
We're going to take our own survey.
Yeah, I'm going to see if it really is McDonald's. And if it is, that's fine. And I'll say that I was wrong. That's fine too.
You will?
I will. It's 103.7 KISS FM. It's insane.
the best drunk food, the best fast food to get when you're drunk, because you're drunk, your diet goes out the window, and what the hell are you going to eat?
Well, all you do is make bad choices when you're drunk. It's great.
Absolutely. That's what alcohol is, bad decisions.
I feel awful because one of the restaurants close to my heart.
Which one?
I didn't even mention when we were talking about drunk food.
Oh, no. Which one?
I spent many a nights there. Oakland Euros. I'm so sorry.
Yes,
I'm so sorry.
It's
all right. I forgot about
It's okay.
You.
We mentioned Apollo, but we didn't mention them. Okay.
I know. We're going to hell for that one.
We probably are, yes. But this survey said that McDonald's was the number one fast drunk food that people loved in Wisconsin. I don't believe that for a second. None of the texts say McDonald's. None of them do. None of them do.
None.
We got Elizabeth and Mequon on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm with Allie. I was surprised you guys didn't say Oakland Euros.
Yeah.
My jam.
Yes, girl. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Are they
daytime,
open? Are they
nighttime?
Open late?
Don't care.
Are they open later?
Yes.
Yes.
So, like, two in the morning,
good.
Tops at the front, ready
Riggs.
To go.
It's in the middle of UWM's, like, heart and soul living area.
Damn right.
They're totally open at late, for sure.
They should
yeah.
be open until 4 a.m., if you ask
me. I mean,
me.
When you're in college, you don't even start your day till noon, even if you have classes.
That is true. That is very true. And even if you're up for class, you're not really awake.
You don't really
class.
Go.
You're not really awake. So you say Oakland Euros. That's your choice for drunk food, Elizabeth?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Somebody texted in, and I do agree with this one, too.
What's that?
Where did they... Oh, they said Wendy's if they're open, but I'll go to Taco Bell first. I agree. Wendy's, when they're open late,
yeah.
I'll jump at a Wendy's if I see it late.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Wendy's is super good.
Bay.
I love that. Yep. Somebody else said Cops Burgers when you're drunk is the best. I don't mind a Cops Burger.
I don't mind a Cops Burger, but they need to be open
they
at 2 a.m.
a little bit
later. You want that to happen.
The hot dog cart was another text.
Oh,
street
yes.
Street meat?
Yeah.
Street meat
And when you're
is
drunk,
so good.
You really don't care about
you don't
street
care
meat.
At all.
You're like, I'll eat it all. It doesn't scare me.
Did you step on that hot dog? That's okay. I don't mind. I'm drunk.
Hands it
I don't
over.
Care.
I'm hungry.
But I wasn't wrong, though. Nobody said McDonald's. Not
Nobody.
One person.
Not
Nobody.
One. You're right.
Nobody
it's
would.
It's got to be availability.
It does. If McDonald's is the only thing available,
yeah.
all right.
Because think,
go.
We're in.
I'll go.
Think about this. Let's think. Let's just be reasonable for a minute, Riggs. We're in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Pretend we're in another city in Wisconsin. Let's just go to Sheboygan. I don't know.
Or Appleton.
And, you know, they're not going to have all these late night college. Well, Appleton might, but you
yeah,
have a lot
might.
Of college
Madison
late night stuff open that is outside of that realm. But when I lived in Wausau, I was probably going to Perkins or McDonald's. Are you following me?
If you live in Maguanago, you may not be doing that.
Yeah. Well, we got these phones.
Good
go
morning.
Ahead.
Who's this?
Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey.
Ashley in Watertown. So, what is your drunk food, your drunk fast food place?
So, it's not a fast food place. I was living in Platteville, Wisconsin for
okay.
a while.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's college town, so
yeah.
all the college bars were always popping. And there was this lady. She had her own little stand, and she would make jambalaya.
Jambalaya?
And it was, I swear to God, the best jambalaya I've ever had while I was drunk.
So, what was the Platteville version of street meat? Almost just a woman that made jambalaya.
And Platteville was probably a really boring college town.
Did she just have a cart where she made it herself?
Yep.
That's cool.
And she, after the bar closed, that's where everyone would go.
Okay.
That's amazing.
That's
where
you make the money, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, that's an entrepreneur right there.
Hell yeah, it is.
Right.
Oh, somebody said Qdoba. How could we forget
Thank
about
for
the
calling.
Qdobas that are
oh,
open
God.
Late?
Appreciate it. Yeah, they are. Some of them are.
And then somebody pointed out something great. The taco truck across from Dick's in Walker's Point,
oh, yes.
which happens to be right by the McDonald's.
Yes.
Which is ironic.
But I would choose the taco truck over McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And again, nothing against McDonald's. I love them. But
I love
when
McDonald's,
when
but
I'm
we
drunk,
eat it all the time. We want something different.
When I'm drunk, I want Taco Bell. That's always going to be my number one choice.
And then
always.
Finally, somebody said, how did nobody say Ma Fisher's? We talked about
we
it
say
a
Fishers.
While ago. You must have missed it.
Yeah,
we were talking about
ones.
It before. Yeah,
Ma Fisher's for sure.
So, there you go.
But I was not wrong. Nobody really picked McDonald's unless it's available. It's an
nope.
availability thing, like
somebody
you said, Allie.
Even texted in Quick Trip. That's where their late night go-to is. I
Hell
mean.
Yeah. There you go. To satisfy your drunk cravings however you see fit.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.